Good morning, everyone. Welcome to church this morning and to this new series. Let us pray. Father, thank you that you want me to become more like your Son, Jesus. Grant me that same desire. Forgive my cherishing of ungodly thoughts and my persistence in ungodly actions. And work in me by your Spirit that I might turn from the darkness of my sin and walk in the light of your grace. To your glory may it be. Amen. Well, today it's my pleasure to begin this new series called Fruitfulness on the Frontline. And the frontline is a metaphor for the places where you spend significant amounts of time during your week. So that could be paid work, could be studying, could be volunteering, could be at home, could be anywhere. Most of us are only at church for a couple of hours a week. 98% of our week is spent elsewhere, and these are our front lines. Jesus says in John 15 that he sends Christians out to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. And it's on our front lines that God is calling us to do this, to be fruitful there. So this series is about what fruitfulness might look like. How are Christians any different to anyone else as we go about our daily lives, as we do the shopping, as we go to work, as we travel on the trains, as we hang out with friends, as we walk the dog, or teach the grandkids how much fun you can have with autumn leaves? How can Christians approach these frontline activities so that God is honoured and the gospel is promoted? Now, you might think there is a very straightforward answer to that question, and there is perhaps in your mind only one answer, which is go and convert everybody. And certainly evangelism is an important way of being fruitful in the world. And yes, we do want to introduce people to Jesus and help them come to faith. And we will come to this in the last week of the series. But that's not the only way to represent Christ in the world. There are other ways that Christians can be fruitful for God. And over the series, we'll look at six different ways to be fruitful. Each of the six ways begins with the letter M, or has a key word in it which begins with M, and that will make it easy to remember. And today's topic, for example, is modelling godly character. And to help us remember this, I've also got out in the foyer these small business card-sized prayer cards, which on one side say, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit." That's from John 15. And on the other side are the six ways of doing this with the six M's. So you can take one of these, they're in the foyer, stick it in your pocket or your wallet or put it up on the fridge, and then that will help you remember and help you think about how to do this on your front line. We'll look at one way each Sunday over the coming weeks. And I hope you'll be encouraged to see how God is already at work in ways that you may not have quite recognised, and that you'll be encouraged to think about other ways that you might be fruitful and see new possibilities. This series has been written by a chap by the name of Mark Green in London, and he and his team have put together a book that looks like this, a DVD, a study guide for growth groups, which I've been making reference to in the last couple of weeks of contact. And they've also put together resources for youth and children. And if you're interested in following any of these up for your own further study, just Google fruitfulness on the front line and you'll find all their stuff. Today I'm going to show you a short clip from the very first topic, modelling godly character. So in it you'll see Mark Green speaking. It will go for about 8 minutes, and he will tell the story of a secretary by the name of Louise. It's a story that I borrowed from him for a sermon last year, so you might recognise it. And if you're following the series in your growth groups and you want to be able to look at the video clips again during the growth group meeting, you'll be able to do that because we've got permission from Mark Green and his team to upload the clips onto our website. So we're very thankful and grateful for their generosity in doing that. So let's watch Mark explain how godly character is one of the ways of being fruitful. I think this first way of being fruitful is pretty easy to understand. If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit is already at work in you, developing the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5. And as Mark said in the DVD, godly character springs from our new identity in Christ and ripens as the Holy Spirit works in us. Isn't that a lovely phrase? The fruit of the Spirit ripens in us as the Holy Spirit works in us. And it's this character, shaped by our union with Christ and powered by the Holy Spirit, that is on display every day on your front lines. So if we say we're followers of Jesus, then our character is like a window for others to look through and see what Jesus is like. It's easy to understand, isn't it? But it's the struggle to live it out every single day. Louise, the secretary, was under enormous pressure every day, wasn't she? And no doubt was tempted to be ungodly. I mean, which of us would have criticised Louise if she phoned up and took a few extra sickies? We would have said, that's understandable. But she didn't want to do that. Most of us experience stress and pressure. And my theory is we really see someone's character when the pressure is on. So just take a moment to reflect on some of the common aspects of life. I'm sure none of this happens to you, but it does happen to lots of people. Things like arguments at home, frustration with friends, difficult clients, tedious meetings. Oh Lord, save me from meetings. Work deadlines and money problems. So when those pressures come on you, what sort of character is displayed? And how we treat people at that point shows the Holy Spirit at work or not. As we treat people with love and patience, we're actually treating them the way God has treated us, with love and patience. I actually think displaying godly character is a form of blessing. Let me explain that. If you're a boss here today, a godly Christian boss is a blessing to her work environment. Her godly character will influence others and help set the tone of that workplace, making it a more enjoyable and satisfying place for the others to work in. Or if you're a student here this morning, just picking out a couple of examples of front lines, a godly Christian student is a blessing to his or her faculty or school. Teachers and lecturers are inspired in their own work when they see students keen to learn and diligent in their application. And other students are also inspired and motivated. So I think displaying godly character is a form of blessing to the front line that you're in. You might be pleasantly surprised how much people notice and how much they appreciate who you are, even if they don't tell you at the time. And whether they know you're a Christian or not doesn't really matter. You've shown them just a little bit of what God is like. You've breathed a little bit of the Holy Spirit into their day. Now, to illustrate this point, I want to show you one more small DVD. It only goes for 4 minutes, and we'll be coming towards the end of this. This is about George, who is a mechanic, and he works in his own mechanic shop in New York. And he talks about how he runs his business and how he thinks about the people that he's working for and serving and what his purposes in life are in doing this job as a mechanic. Isn't that a lovely clip? I was very moved when I first watched that. He's a lovely example of someone at peace where God has got him. You know, he's not out doing the international wheeling and dealing anymore. He's a mechanic. And there's a bit of humility there in recognizing that. Did you notice his emphasis on trying to be honest in his business, trying to ensure customers got a good service and weren't ripped off? And also how happy he was in his work and just expected that God would give him joy in each day. Because, you know, in 8 hours of a workday, can you not get some atom of joy? There must be something wrong there. And maybe people don't realize to call on God during the day as they're going through their daily chores. So I leave you all of that to think about. There's our first way of thinking about being fruitful on your front line, displaying godly character, which we've sort of looked at through the prism of the work of the Spirit, the Holy Spirit in us, developing those fruit. So the key question for today is, how might I model godly character on my front line? How might I model godly character on my front line? Commit yourself and your front line to God and ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you. And if there are particular pressures or stresses on you this week or recently that you'd like to pray about, then feel free to come forward at the end of the service and we'd love to pray for you. I just want to finish with a moment of silence. I want you to think about your front line. There'll be probably numbers of front lines that each of us have, but just think about one that's coming up this week, something that you're going to be doing, and just try and just reflect a little bit on this godly character idea and think about, Lord, how do you want me to behave as I'm coming towards, and you fill in the dots. Let's just take a moment of silence. So here's my short prayer. On Tuesday this coming week, I'm going to a clergy conference all day long, and mixing with Anglican clergy does test the fruit of the Spirit in me. I'm serious about that. It does. So here's my prayer. Lord, I give you this conference day on Tuesday, and I pray that you would help me be generous and patient and kind. Help me to be a good role model for other clergy. Help me to work well with my colleagues, my brothers and sisters in Christ. Help me to think well of them. Please protect me from critical and negative thoughts. I confess that I'm often weak in the midst of these sorts of gatherings. Please help me to see you at work, and please use me for your purposes. In Jesus' name, amen. And I hope you've prayed something similar, something honest, and it'd be great to hear what happens over the coming weeks and talk about that in your growth groups. Feel free to come and give me feedback. And if you'd like to come back next week, we'll be looking at the next part in the series, which is about making good work. Thank you.